All right, so continuing. So again, we're still dealing with this machloikas of Rav Chilki about Tuvi, who says that if the korban was mechutz man the bialim and shaloi l'shmoi, then the person is chayav. Whereas Rav Huna disagrees with that and says it's impossible that you can have a korban that's kosher l'shmoi and that's not kosher if it's l'shmoi and kosher if it's shaloi l'shmoi. That's backwards.
But you cannot have.
You can't have. That's what we just said. Rav Huna said that you can't have a korban that if it's not that if it's shechted l'shmoi, then it's not kosher, and if it's you shechted shaloi l'shmoi, then it'll be kosher and make him chayav korban. That's correct. So those are the various proofs that we've been bringing one way or the other. We haven't had a solid proof one way or the other yet. Okay. So the last thing we mentioned was that we had a brice. Rav Dimi had brought a brice from Dvei Rav Levoi, and then we had a brice from Levi, where it seemed there was a contradiction between them, and we answered that the answer to the contradiction is l'shmoi versus shaloi l'shmoi. Which so far, that can be a proof for a Chilki. If we understand the Braitha correctly. Now, the Gemara continues, three lines from the bottom. Rav Ashi Romi Masnissin a Braitha. Rav Ashi pointed out, aside from the Braitha of the second Braitha of Levi, you have a contradiction, a seeming contradiction between our Mishnah and the first Braitha that was quoted, is Rav Levoi. Namely, in our Mishnah, it says that the korban is shechted l'shmoi, that if you check the chatos of the osham outside the azara, when it's mechutz zman b'bayalim, and it didn't specify, so we would assume it's l'shmoi, then we said, the Mishnah had said he's father, the braitha had said that he's chayav. Or Mishani, in the end. The first Braitha of Dvei Rav Levoi had said, you would think that if the Oila or the Oshem Nazir or the Oshem Masorah is Mechusa's Man B'Bayalim, you should think he'd be Potter. No, he's Chayav. The Ravina had supplied the actual Limud, where we know he's Chayav, to show Oket of Oyasi. So again, our Mishnah says that he's Potter. The Braitha says he's Chayav. So, Umishkani and Ravashi answered that there's no contradiction because Kan Lashmoy, the Kan Shalor Lashmoy. Because our Mishnah is talking about when he shechted them, Lashmoy, so therefore he's Potter because they're Mechusa's Man to buy him. And the Braitha is talking about Shalor Lashmoy, and therefore the fact that Mechusa's Man plus Shalor Lashmoy kind of so to speak cancels each other out. Which is again like a Chilki
Batobi.
Well, in the sense in the words that now he's Chayav. In the sense that now he's Chayav. Well, okay, call it whatever you want. The point is that Rav Chilki Batobi said that therefore he's Chayav.
Right.
Now the question is, Lamekhevi Kyokta de Rav Huna. Then in that case, on the basis of we have Rav Dimi two Braises, and we have Rav Ashi, the Mishnah versus the Braise, then it seems we have a clear contradiction to Rav Huna. Not just that we have a proof to Rav Chilki Batobi. It seems like we have a clear contradiction by putting these braises against each other. That how can we explain it? Like how can we explain it? Like Rav Huna, who says that there shouldn't be a difference. Either way, it should be possible. Because
we have one
braise. We have two braises, and we have our Mishnah.
And
our Mishnah. So in other words, we have the braise of Dvei Rav Levoi that said that he's chayav, because he's man the violin. We have the Braitha of Levi that said that if it's Shaloi L'Shman, the Braitha of Levi had said that if the Mechus is Man B'Bayilim, then it's Kossel, implying therefore he'd be Potter for Shotikos for them. And we had our Mishnah that didn't specify one way or the other. But altogether, if we're coming out and saying therefore that there's a difference between L'Shma and Shaloi L'Shma when it comes to Mechus is Man, that's the coins of Chofi of Achovi, that doesn't work the coins of Ravona. The answer
who says
that there's no difference. Either way, it's Mechus is Man B'Bayilim and he's Potter. Allah Rav Huna, so Rav Huna will answer you, ha ha, my skin. No, you know what we're talking about, that we're saying that he's chayav, you know what we're talking about when it's Mechusa's Zman and Shaloi L'Shmoi, and you're telling me he's chayav, where Rav Huna says, I would say there's no difference either way because Mechusa's Zman the Bible should be Potter. The reason why he's chayav, we're not talking about a case where he shechted it Shaloi L'Shmoi. What we mean is, it's not really Shaloi L'Shmoi. We're talking about, to begin with, set aside two Ashamos as one to be backed up to the other, in case one of them gets lost or whatever. Where, now what happens? So therefore, what do we mean? So when he shechted one of them before the proper time, he shechted it Shaloi L'Shmoi, L'Shem Ola, but the fact of the matter is, eventually it was going to be an Ola anyway. one of them is going to end up being an Osham, one of them is going to end up being an Ola, because we've learned before, we've learned a couple of times, including Dechad Minayim, the Ikra Ola, one of them to begin with is destined to become an Ola. Now, not because you can't have two Hashemites for the same thing. But in reality, what should happen is, as we've learned before, that really it should be left to graze until it develops a mum and then sell it and use the money to buy an Ola. But nevertheless, it itself is capable of becoming an Ola and therefore being roid then. Kidder of Huna Amar Rav, as in fact that Huna himself says in the name of Rav, the Amar of Huna Amar Rav, we have this a couple of times already. Osham Shanitak L'Ru'iyah, if you have an Osham that was removed from being dead, from being offered as a korban for any reason, Nisak was someone pulled away to the Tariya. As Rashi had said the other day, he went to Beit Din and they told him, this is what you should do, you should be sending it off to grave. The Shafik Stam, and then he afterwards he Shafik Stam, without specifying what it is, Kosher La'ola, it is Kosher as an Ola, because eventually the money of it was going to go to an Ola. That's what it is. In other words, that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, we learned from Sukkim that in a case like this, the Osham becomes an Ola. Tosfos actually learned over there that the whole concept that you need Nituk is actually only Midrabban. Tosfos learns that on a Daraisa level, you wouldn't even need that. Just the fact that you shechted it, Sam, would be enough to turn it into an Ola. If Midrabbanon, you have to do Nituk. Midrabbanon, you have to actually redesignate it as that it's going to be that it's not going to be used as a korban and that it's going to be sent off to grave. Either you'd make a declaration or you have to give it to the shepherd or whatever it is. Yeah. But anyway, not all the Rishonim agree with that. But the point is, either way, if you were to shecht it stam, then it would become an Ola. Therefore, in other words, we're saying maybe Nituk is required Daraisa, maybe not. Maybe we could say, in other words, that without Nituk Daraisa, it would be possible if it was shechted stam, because it remains an Osham, and you need Nituk in order to take that status away. Or you could say with Daraisa, you don't even need that. The fact that it can't be brought as an Osham automatically turns it into an Ola, but the Rabbanon required you to do Nituk first. The point being, though, that here you have this Osham, which to begin with was not going to be offered as an Osham because it's only the backup one, and therefore it can conceivably become an Ola. Therefore, it's Roy Lava Rifnin. So Rav Huna will say that's what the Braisa is talking about when we say that if you shechted at Shalom Lishmoy, it's kosher, means this specific case. We shechted at Shalom Lishmoy, where anyway it wasn't going to be used as an Osham because the other one was already used as an Osham. Well, but it is. In other words, it's become a different code. It's become an Ola instead of the Osham that it was originally intended to be. But he would say, in other words, nothing to do with the regular case where there's only one animal for the Osham and he shechts at Shalom Lishmoy. There, the Braisa is not necessarily addressing that, and there may well be that.
So Rav Huna would say,
not like Rav Sofi Bachovi, he would say, as long as the korban is mechotzes man b'bayim, as long as it's not time for the mitzora or the nazir to be bringing this Osham yet, then if he shechts it b'chotzes potter, because it's not roi lovin, only in the case where the backup Osham, where it was Achrayus, then we would say that he's chayav for Shkotei Chotzei because of Shalom Lishmoy. In the end, the Rambam paskins in the end like Rav Chilki Vatrubi, that if it's Shalom Lishmoy and Mechotzei Zman B'Bayim, then he is chayav.
And now there's one carbon.
And the Pashtus, the reason is because the whole Mahalach of the Gemara has been, it's more straightforward to understand the various Braises and everything, according to the Chilki of Atruvi. Rav Huna is forced to say that the other Braises are pointed to Eliezer, or this last one is talking about this, so he's talking about last Braises. So more straightforwardly, yes.
Is this the time of the Shah,
and we have this Chilki Batruvi? No, Chilki Batruvi comes, it's mentioned in other places in Shah, so I am.
When would you?
I don't know. I guess it was a contemporary of Rahona. I don't know. Okay. Let's go a little further, a few lines further. The Mishnah had said Hamalim of Sakha. That's the Chola. The Mishnah had said that if a person offers the meat of a Chatos or an Osham or the Shiraim or Mincha or whatever on a Mizbeach outside of the Mishnah, he's potter from Paris because those are not meant to go on the Mizbeach in the Mishnah. How do we know? How do we know he's potter in all those cases? Therefore, the pasuk says if a person shechted a korban you know, the person offered a korban outside of the tent. Shayala oila oila bach. So it has to be like an oila. Ma oila shiru oila ha'ala. Just like an oila is something suitable to be offered as a korban on the mizbeach. Akol shiru oila ha'ala. The same thing. And it has to be something for a person to be chayav. It has to be something that's suitable to be going on the mizbeach. Not all these things. Then the next din in the Mishnah, we said, the next group in the Mishnah, we said that there are a number of avodas, that if a person does them outside the Beis Hamikdash, he's not chayav karis for. So now, again, we're going to learn how we know this. Minayin shafa yosek, how do we know that also somebody who pours the oil into the cave to start preparing korban mincha? La boilo, mixes the flour and oil together. La poses, breaks the mincha into pieces, in the case of a baked or fried mincha. Vamilayah, who salts the korban. Vamenif, who raises it. Vamagish, who touches it. Vamagish, he touches the keli with the mincha in it to the corner of the mizbeach. Vamasadir ha-shulchan, he sets up the lachem ha-fonim on a shulchan. Vamaytim ha-taneris, he prepares the lamps of the menorah. Vakoymet, so he takes the koymet from the mincha. Vamakabal, he receives the blood in a keli. Bacholus, then if he does any of these things, Bacholus, Chepotter, how do we know he's Potter from Koris or Malchus, for all those things. Kamaloma asher yala ola o zavach, therefore the Pasuk says that when is he chayev, if he offers an ola or a zavach. Meaning, ma ha'la, she's ma ha'voda, ha'la, offering a korban is the last stage in the avoda. There's no following stage after that. So therefore, af kosher with ma ha'voda, the same thing, a person is only chayev for something that's the last avoda in a season. So that includes also, Rashi says, it includes things like pouring a libation on the mizbeach, burning turdus, but all the ones that we just listed, hayosik, ba'bolol, etc., are all preceding, it's all preceding things in the process of bringing the mincha, or in the process of lighting the lamps of the menorah, or in the process of bringing a korban, or whatever. So shchita is different. Shchita, first of all, the turdus specifically mentions shchita. And on the other hand, we don't say we can learn from shchita for other things, first of all, because shchita is different, because it's shchita bizarre. And second of all, some of the Rishonim point out, shchita actually, in a certain sense, can be considered gemara avoda in the sense that once an animal is shechted, then the issur of Avram and Ahai goes away from it. So therefore, in that sense, it's just the shchita itself accomplishing. Fine, you still have to do Kabbalah and Zrika because it's a korban, but the point is, the shchita itself accomplishes something already that you wouldn't have without it, as opposed to the Kabbalah by itself, for example, doesn't accomplish anything. Yeah.